From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, February 16, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Elections announced on Tuesday, February the 14th, the completion of a realignment of the City of Hudson voter database. The work was done following voter approval in November of an amendment to the city charter that changes the city ward boundaries. The new local law redrew the boundaries to divide the five wards equally based on population. The Board of Elections conformed the city election districts to reflect the new boundaries. Each ward now has fewer than 950 voters. Democratic Commissioner Virginia Martin said, and I quote, "This realignment means we now have five election districts instead of six. It's less costly for us to manage five, it will be less expensive for us to administer, and will be easier for our election inspectors to administer as well," end quote. Polling locations for each ward remain unchanged, Martin said. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Roger Gilson reports in the Register Star that three men charged with driving drunk were taken into custody by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers while appearing in Hudson City Court on Wednesday, February the 15th. Their detention was confirmed by Hudson Chief of Police Edward Moore and the men's attorney Michael C. Howard. Moore said, and I quote, "ICE was apparently aware that the three people were picked up and then came down and detained them," end quote. Moore was not sure what happened to the men after they were detained or where they were taken. Howard said the men had been charged but not convicted of alleged crimes before they were taken into ICE custody. Howard said, and I quote, "Due process requires that you have some sort of conviction. Now they're saying you just might have to have committed a crime. That's a huge, huge problem. This is a catastrophic shift in immigration policy. So while we talk about executive orders banning Muslim entry, in our little community, we have tons and tons of agricultural workers and restaurant workers, and all those people are subject to deportation," end quote. Howard said ICE regularly calls and checks the docket at Hudson City Court and other town courts in Columbia County. He said, and I quote, "They look for Hispanic names and names that appear to be Bengali or Pakistani. And if those people are charged with offenses, they call and try to find out about it. ICE did not respond to the paper's request for comment." You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Wednesday, February the 15th, officials said the actual price tag for hundreds of federally illegal state tourism signs erected along major state highways is $8.1 million. The previous cost estimates for the signage was just $1.76 million. State Department of Transportation Commissioner Matthew Driscoll said during a joint legislative budget hearing on transportation in Albany that fabrication and material costs for 374 I Love New York signs were $3.1 million and installation cost another $2.3 million. An additional 140 signs erected along the thruway cost a total of $2.7 million, Acting Thruway Authority Executive Director Bill Fentz later told lawmakers. He said roughly $500,000 was spent on materials. State and federal officials are negotiating what comes next. Driscoll denied reports that the signs will be coming down soon. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. Steph Solis is reporting in USA Today that businesses nationwide are prepared to close on Thursday, February 16th, as immigrants boycott their jobs, classes, and shopping. Immigrants in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Austin, and other major U.S. cities plan to stay home as a part of a strike called A Day Without Immigrants. Organizers are urging participation in response to Republican administration's crackdown on immigration, including plans to build a wall along the country's southern border and the immigration ban on nationals from select Muslim-majority countries. It is unclear how many immigrants will participate in the walkout. You can read that full story in USA Today. Congressional offices around the region continue to be flooded with protests. On February 13th, about 80 people demonstrated outside the Glen Falls District Office of U.S. Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican of Willsboro, asking the congressperson to meet with constituents in a town hall forum. In Ithaca, six Catholic worker members occupied Republican Congressman Tom Reed's office on February 13th, asking Reed to denounce Donald Trump's policies. Lee Grady Sabitz, an Ithaca Catholic Worker member, said in a press release, and I quote, "We are demanding that Representative Reed withdraw his support for President Trump's racist and fear-mongering policies. We're here on Valentine's Day to tell our representative in Congress that we, his constituents, want to see policies guided by love, not fear," end quote. Locally, John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, has yet to hold a town hall meeting despite numerous requests and protests outside his offices in Kingston, Delhi, and Kinderhook. Victoria Addison and Rosa Atson reports in the Register Star that Superintendent Maria Lagana Studemeyer addressed the school board on February 13th about two students arrested for having BB guns on Hudson City School District property. Studemeyer would not reveal specific details about the incident at the meeting, but did send a letter home with students on February 14th about the issue. Studemeyer said, reference to the letter, and I quote, "It's my communication as to what happened, what I can legally say at this point, and what we are going to be doing proactively. Our Hudson Junior Senior High School unfortunately dealt with recent situations that involved two pellet guns being brought on school property on two separate occasions," end quote. She also said students will hear from administration officials on the issue after winter break. Studemeyer said at the meeting, and I quote, "Our school resource officer is developing curriculum over February break, so when we come back, all grade levels 6 through 12 will be invited to an assembly to talk about the serious nature of these activities they are engaging in and what the ramifications can be," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman reports in the Daily Mail that on February 13th, the Greene County Legislature's Finance Committee authorized contracts on the budget for the Rip Van Winkle Skywalk Project. The first phase of the project, work on the sidewalks on the bridge, resumed January 9th. The next phase of construction includes scenic outlook points on the bridge and sidewalks linking the bridge to the Olana State Historic Site in Greenport and the Thomas Cole House in Catskill. The state has provided $124,500 for designing, planning, permitting, and surveying in the first phase. A second grant from the state is for $875,000 to construct sidewalks. Greene County Economic Development and Tourism Director Warren Hart said, and I quote, "It's like our gateway. It's creating walkable communities," end quote. He said eventually there will be public hearings to give residents a chance to comment on the project designs. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Laura Castro Lindhart reports in Capital Confidential that New York Senator and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants Attorney General Jeff Sessions to, and I quote, "recuse himself," end quote, for an investigation into resigned National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's ties with Russia. Sessions and Flynn were both senior advisors to Donald Trump during the presidential campaign, and the Department of Justice prohibits conflicts of interest in investigations. Flynn resigned February 13th after he said he, and I quote, inadvertently, end quote, misled Vice President Pence about his talks with a Russian ambassador. Schumer said the White House knew about Flynn's lies, but, and I quote, let him stay on for weeks, present and participating in the highest level of national security discussions until those reports were made public, end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Today is day two of the WGXE Radical Radio 2017 Winter Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. For Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 18. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 43 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Sunrise today was at 6:48 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:30 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 16th day of February 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.